Good morning, beautiful. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's do it. We were talking about this a second ago off air, but I find it interesting, and I think it's really interesting, too, because a couple of people on the Joe and Alex Show have had big financial blows because of this. A study of bankruptcy filings in the U.S. showed that 66% were due to this. Any guesses, Alex? You already know what it is.
Shopping, credit card bills?
Nope. Live the web, girl. What do you think that almost 70% of bankruptcies in the U.S. are from? Like, what causes everybody to go bankrupt?
Student loans.
That could be one for sure. No, it's actually medical expenses.
Oh, yeah. I just had to pay 2 medical bills this week.
Yeah, they're outrageous. The study shows that about 530,000 families each year are financially ruined by medical bills and getting sick. Researchers surveyed a random sample of 910 Americans who file for personal bankruptcy between 2013 and 2016, and they found that the medical bills were ones that made up almost 60% of bankruptcies, and illness-related income losses contributed to another 44%, with many saying both were the cases of their bankruptcy. I didn't have to file a bankruptcy, but I had my hip replaced. I've had a bad hip since I was a young boy, but I had it replaced like a year and a half ago.
No. Since I was a young warthog.
Oh, boy. Now, I didn't have to pay this, but I'll share it with you. The cost, I looked up for anesthesia and stay. I was in the hospital for 28 hours. I stayed to get a free lunch, because if I stayed long enough, I got lunch. I'm like,
Of course.
You know I would stay, because I could have left at 10. I'm like, well, can I wait till 1 and get my free sandwich? So I did that. 28 hours in the hospital, $106,000 it would have been out of pocket if I didn't have insurance. $106,000. Now, my hip's amazing, and my surgeon's great. The anesthesiologist is like, $10,000-$12,000. I'm like, really? Just to make me sleep?
See, like, I thought that's what insurance was for. I'm confused.
No, it is, but that's the raw cost. They still show you what the bill is. I had to pay, like, my maximum copay.
But no, but, like, how come people are going bankrupt if they have insurance?
Not
because
everybody
your
has
copay
it.
Could still be a couple grand.
Eventually, like, you can reach limits where you have it, but a lot of people don't have insurance, or they don't have good insurance.
No.
Like, our insurance, I don't like it that much, but it's still not bad. It's better than none at all. But poor chap, you've had surgeries and stuff too, right? Like, I mean, you've had a lot of medical bills.
Yeah. I'll be paid off in a year, but I'm paying the minimum balance, and it was like a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
Well, more than a couple, actually.
I just paid off my hip surgery from like 2 years ago, so that's a fun bill. So if you're in that boat, you're not alone. There's a new social media challenge, which, let's just throw it out there. The reason we're bringing this up is not for kids that hear this like, oh, I'm going to go try that. It's so that you're aware how stupid it is if you're a kid and you're listening, or if you're a parent. Just be on the lookout. It's got to be tough being a parent nowadays, all the stupid stuff kids are doing. Have you guys heard of the 48-hour challenge?
No.
The 48-hour challenge. Teens dare their friends to disappear for 48 hours
what?
With the goals that their names and pictures will show up on social media or on the news.
Dude, if my kid does this, I'm just be like, you know what? You can just stay away.
I was going to say, my mom would have been like, why don't you make it the week challenge, son, if I was younger.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the missing teens get points for each like, share, and viewer interaction. Actions, but they're saying it's causing panics in parents. Yeah, you think? And it wastes valuable law enforcement resources. Listen, your kid's a dummy if they do this. Like, I think you might have messed up somewhere as a parent, possibly.
They literally need to go to juvie if they're doing this.
Oh, I'm going to I would tell the police to arrest them.
Yeah, exactly. Arrest them. They're wasting, like, resources.
So I just, hopefully your kid's not that dumb to do it, but something to be aware of. Maybe talk to them like, hey, how dumb are you? Don't do this, okay?
I'd have my kid volunteer at like a 911 dispatch center and be like, here, you can see what it's really like when the people they're trying to help and you're over here
and
wasting
not,
their time.
It's not funny either. Like, unfortunately, we read stories all the time about young boys and girls that are abducted and taken, and they don't have a good result usually. So don't play around with that. A Jamaican lottery winner is going viral. You probably have already seen this on your social media feed. His identity, though, is staying hidden. He wore a scream mask.
From the movie?
Yeah, I remember I wore one of those from Halloween while accepting the check. The dude won $160 million and says he wants to use the money to buy a house. This apparently, by the way, is not out of the ordinary. I don't know about a scream mask every time, but the Jamaican law requires winners to take their photo, but lots of winners wear disguises because, A, they don't want to be robbed. Imagine that. You walk right out, you're robbed. Or having your family ask for money.
He also wore gloves in the picture, too, and a long-sleeved shirt. You couldn't see his skin color, nothing. Nothing about him.
So, for all you know, it was me. Maybe I was in Jamaica and I had to collect my winnings.
Well, I think we know. I don't know.
What do you mean?
No, never mind.
No, no, go ahead. I just want to make sure I fully understand what you mean.
Jeff's calling Joe fat.
No.
Really? You're going to fat shame me?
No, dude.
Dude, like that, you think that's funny?
That guy was like 50 pounds. I mean...
So you are fat shaming me.
I'm not fat. The guy was 50 pounds or 100.
So rude. He was,
wow.
I'm shaming the guy for being like super skinny.
Have
well,
some class,
I guess it's. I'm glad that I'm wrapping up Need to Know News with another big story.
What?
Since we're continuing it. A man in Kentucky caught a massive goldfish. Why don't you fat shame this thing? How did he catch it? Well, he was using a biscuit. The man was out with his girlfriend when they decided to cast a line into a pond known to contain large koi and goldfish. He had a rod and reel, but didn't have any bait, so he used a piece of biscuit that he had. He caught a 20-pound goldfish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, fat fish.
There we go. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Anything else you need to get in, go ahead. Let me hear it, Porkchop.
Yeah, Porkchop, do you want to call him dumb or stupid or what? Inconsiderate?
Wait, why would he say that, Liv?